to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Jumping right into some of the news from yesterday, we promised that there would be a Senate Intel Committee press conference, and yes, there was. And during it, did we find out anything about their investigation into collusion and the Russian government's supposed interference in the 2016 election? For answers on that, we go now to Chuck Ross, a reporter for the Daily Caller. Chuck, good morning. What was your takeaway from that Senate Intel presser yesterday?
Hey, Vince. How you doing? Thanks for having me. So it was actually a pretty interesting update provided by the Senate committee. Richard Burr and Mark Warner, the two top guys leading that, discussed collusion. They discussed some of the allegations about Facebook and the use of social media by the Russian government. And the biggest takeaway I had concerned the dossier, which, you know, the infamous dossier that by the British spy alleging collusion and blackmail against President Trump. What they said yesterday was that they're still searching for any hint of collusion. They're interviewing witnesses. They've interviewed over 100. They've looked at over 100,000 pages of documents. So they're still investigating whether there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian government. And they said that a big part of that is this dossier. And they've hit a wall, as Burr said, Richard Burr said. They've been unable to contact Steele. He's apparently refusing to meet with the committee to discuss his findings and his allegations in this dossier. So they're scrambling trying to make that happen. They kind of indicated that it's hard for them to get to the bottom of collusion.
Yes.
Without Steele's participation.
So this Trump dossier, I know you've hit the same wall that the Senate Intel Committee has, which is you've been looking into this for many months and have been struggling to find the funding source for this and the genesis of it. And yet here they are, with the power of the subpoena, still not able to find something out. Are you surprised that they've gotten so little done with the Trump dossier?
I actually kind of am. You're right. I've been kind of obsessed with the dossier, actually looking into who the donors who funded it are. We have a Democratic ally of Hillary Clinton who ultimately paid for this. The identity of that person has been a mystery. The sources of the information in the dossier are still mostly a mystery. I and a lot of other reporters have looked into all these things. I kind of thought that maybe the committee knew some of these, had answers to some of these questions, but apparently they don't. So hopefully, you know, if they could get Chris Steele to cooperate, he would provide some of those clues, which would help unravel some of the mysteries in that dossier.
Now, Christopher Steele being from overseas, being in England right now, and he is a foreign national. What about Fusion GPS? This is what really baffles me. Fusion GPS, they're just like, yeah, we're just not telling you anything. How does that happen? How do people do that?
That's a great question, actually. So they have met, or the founder of that firm has met with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yesterday, the Senate Intel Committee, they gave no indication that Fusion has cooperated. I don't have any reporting saying that they have cooperated with that investigation. So far, they're relying on, you know, different protections such as confidentiality clauses, First Amendment protections, attorney-client privilege to say that they do not have to provide this information. I'll be I'll back up a second and say that a lot of this information may have been provided already to the FBI and to Special Counsel Robert Mueller. It's likely, but we do know that some of the sourcing information has been provided from Steele to the FBI. So hopefully Fusion GPS has met with law enforcement as well to hammer out some of these things, but they're just so far not willing to come into a public forum or to talk with Congress about some of the information behind it.
Well, if they've already told the FBI, allegedly, that's what we think has happened, then why do we even need this committee if the FBI already has? Like, why duplicate the effort?
That's an excellent question. I'll say that it's nice to have at least one committee helping, relay information to the public. And that's what yesterday's press conference is about. The Senate Intel Committee is one of three committees looking into this. I would argue that it's nice to have that public-facing entity telling us, what's going on, keeping us updated about what's going on with this huge investigation into Russia. But having three committees is kind of a redundant. They're kind of covering the same ground, competing for the same witnesses. But you're right. At the end of the day, when it comes to looking into possible criminal activity or possible counterintelligence activity by Russia, Mueller's team and the FBI they have the final say.
The impression yesterday, Chuck, that the Senate Intel Committee is a little hamstrung, though, by the fact that Mueller's investigation exists. With all these, conflicting investigations, and basically redundant investigations, there are things like, for instance, with the James Comey memos and others, that the Senate Intel Committee feels like it can't really spend any more time on because another investigative body has the dominion over it, right?
Yeah, it seems that way. I know that there has been a lot of dialogue between the committees and between the committees and Mueller's team, and I think that Mueller has said, "Hey, you can't go down that road because we're looking at that. You are not able to look at that." So there's a lot of competition, and as you said, I think Senate Intel is hamstrung on a few things. I think they are making some progress overall, and as the senator said yesterday, they hope to have a final report of some sort out within the very near future, hopefully the next few months.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they also said they have no idea how long this investigation can stretch on. So
that's true.
So hopefully we do get some answers because we desperately need them, and it's been many, 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 many months now. And I think people are starting to get really tired of all of this without getting any clear indication of where it's headed. Chuck Ross from the Daily Caller, thank you very much for trying to give us some clarity here this morning.
Thanks, both of you.
All right, 844 now on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm.